for a whole trip.
You got a lot of interference on your end.
I told you, I'm working from, I'm in the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
So I don't know what that means. Upper East Side could be anywhere. Is East Side good or?
That is a location in Manhattan. It's like very, like, I guess you could say, lively area. People are outside, everybody's like having fun tonight. I mean,
well, tell them to go inside. Like, you go door to door and tell them to get inside.
Oh yeah, of course. I'm the fucking mayor. Hey, everybody goes inside, you know? Like fucking COVID times, right?
Please. Bit of respect.
You have no idea how much of a ghost town this was back then when I would come out to get drinks. And now, like, everybody's outside. It's fucking crazy how much this changed throughout time. You know what I mean? 1 year changed everything, but you know, it's a good thing, you know?
Yeah, it is good. All right. Shut up and I'll do my intro. Shut up, Gil.
Okay.
Okay, welcome back to the Brown Snake interview series. This week, our guest is Mr. Gil Bravo. Welcome, Gil.
Hello.
I want to apologize for waking you up from your afternoon nap.
I didn't want to do anything today, that's why.
How long did you have for sleep?
I woke up like around 10 a.m. and then I realized I had to do a couple of things, but then the fucking train isn't running properly, so I didn't want to wait, you know, waiting in delay and then go back in to the Bronx and then come back out and fucking going back to the hand. It's a motherfucker right now, so I didn't want to fucking do none of that shit. It's kind of annoying, as they say.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm a big fan of the nap. Naps are important. When you get older.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, it's mostly because, like, I have real bad insomnia. So when I don't sleep for like the whole week, you know, I suffer from work. So, you know what I mean? Like I can't even fucking stay up the whole time. So it's a bitch. But that's why I take full nap, you know, full day naps on weekends.
Well, my theory is, you know, if you suffer from insomnia, you've got some guilt, like you've done something bad. What have you done?
Oh, I've done a lot of bad things.
Oh, really?
Gone down from the $10 Patreon level to $3 at Kevin Brennan's Patreon, you know?
Oh, that's worse than murder.
Yeah, I mean, that will kill me the most, you know? Because, like, bashing my own hero, that was like, oh, my God, what am I doing? I turned to the dark side, you know? I almost even put on YKWD. I was like, you know, maybe Bobby Kelly's funny now, you know?
You're going to be the next Ken Mosca.
Ken Mosca, yeah, he went to the dark side.
Okay. Is Gil Bravo your real name?
Yes, it is.
Really? You know, there's so many guys with their real name on Twitter.
That's why, like, I kind of like talking shit on Twitter as well, because, like, not because of that, but because, like, you know how, like, almost everybody on Twitter is, like, a Compound fan. And they're all, like, you know, don't comply and all this bullshit. Meanwhile, like, I remember, like more than a year ago, they're, like, oh, New York City bars are suffering because nobody wants to go. Like, I was literally outside every night drinking fucking hard fucking liquor, you know? And I was, like, of course, fucking supporting my own bar. And of course, and every time I went on Twitter, I'd be like, yeah, I'm here. Where are you guys? You guys are home doing nothing.
Yeah, you're a natural troll, Gil.
Oh, definitely. You know, I
understand. I can relate to that because during the COVID bullshit, I constantly got shit on for Australia being authoritarian, or in Australia, you got concentration camps. And I live in Australia, and I'm telling you, it's nothing like what they say. But they argue, oh, really? Like, nah, you wouldn't know. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, make it sounds like it's like fucking, like what do you call it, 28 days later, everybody's like fucking one location and nobody, they're not letting anybody out, stuff like that, you know? I mean, 28 weeks later, that's when everybody was inside type of thing.
But, well, everyone always says about Australia, they go, you gave up your guns, you're not allowed guns. And I'm like, a lot of my friends own guns. We have guns.
Right.
But they're like, nah, you're wrong. You don't know. I'm like, all right, you know.
It just, most of that was to just dramatize everything. And like, for what? There's no reason. Like, we're already fucking in pain, fucking not going out and doing stuff. Why make it worse? Like, just let it, you know, don't, you want to say no, don't comply, but you're not even doing anything. It's ridiculous sometimes.
Yeah, but I understand it because I don't want to comply. Fuck the government. Yeah, I know you're a big government guy. You love the vaccine. You have a vaccine every week. I get it.
To be honest with you, if there was a point that I didn't need to take the vaccine, I wouldn't have taken it. But I'm like, fuck this. If people need to take the vaccine, like the majority wise, to at least like help stop some of it. I mean, I'll do it. Fuck it. You know, it's not a big deal. You know, it's like saying, hey, let's all hold hands and hope for prayer. You know. That's basically what it was anyway. I mean, we didn't know what the fuck we were going to do. You know, like if it was, you know, like we didn't know like down the line it was going to get less potent or whatever they want to say. You know, like when Gino was like, right now is the time to get it because, you know, it's not as bad. It's like, you know, you're kind of right on that point too, you know?
Yeah. So, like, have you had COVID?
Oh my God. I can't believe it. I see Brian McCarthy over here. Brian! Yes. Me here. I have Ryan P. McCarthy over here.
Recently, no, you don't.
Oh,
hey,
you like this? Oh, thank you.
I am, you're going to hate me. I am Gil Bravo. Hold on.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing? I am not the Gil Bravo that's been harassing you on the phone. That is Joe Exotic. Going as me as Gil Bravo.
Gosh.
Hold up. This is Brown Snake. Brown Snake, Brian McCarthy.
Hi. Hey, Gun Brown.
How are you? Let's do a good quick night. Intro. I got to run down the street.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
Fly right back, you freak.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to put you.
Let's go.
How small is New York that you run into people? Must be a very small town.
You like that? All right, thank you.
Listen, nice seeing you.
Of course.
I've never seen a new shirt. They're all over the web.
Oh, my God, okay.
All right,
see you, brother. I didn't even tell them that.
Is that the fake Brian McCarthy? There's no way you can just
Brian P. McCarthy. That was Brian McCarthy. I have pictures right now, and I'll put them up on Twitter.
How small is New York?
No, he moved here a while ago. You don't. I told you, I didn't tell you. Adam was saying that he moved to Upper East Side.
But you still wouldn't run into him.
I didn't think I was going to run into him today. Look, you know, fucking pop. He's right there. Crazy, right? Crazy. Now you have, like, a featuring now.
Yeah.
You got to get more hits on this podcast now.
I might get over 100.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? As of right now, a dog just came near me. She's a lovely dog. I love this dog.
So are you a born and bred New York guy, Gil?
Yes. I'm originally from the Bronx.
Right.
If people tell you, Bronx is a very shady and bad place to be, they're half right. The neighborhood I lived wasn't bad at all, really. I mean, it was early in the 90s, but then, you know, like 2000s, it wasn't like nothing at what it was back before. But that's because, like, you know, the community, like, it was mostly Hispanic. So, you know, it's like, you know, that whole thing, like, if you have too many different people in one thing, of course, it's going to be like fucking like drama or whatever.
Well, I have questions. What's Hispanic mean? Does Hispanic mean anything from Central or South America?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I just say Hispanic or Latino is like nothing. I don't like the whole, even the Latin thing. Like, I go, I didn't even know I was part of that. I don't give a shit. Like,
well, what hope do I have of understanding anything?
I don't know. Snake, you're talking to someone who's not that smart, okay? Even though I said to, what's his name, Steve Lou, that I went to NYU, that's bullshit. I didn't even go there. You know?
What, do you still live in the Bronx?
No, I moved here, Upper East Side. I've been living here for a year now.
I don't know what the Upper East Side means.
I know, I'm sorry. That means like I'm in Manhattan.
Ah, and Manhattan's different from the Bronx.
Yeah, it's different boroughs. So New York City has like 5 boroughs. Bronx, Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, and I guess, actually, Staten Island, I guess. I don't know.
What's the rich people? Where do the rich people live?
Long Island City and Staten Island and Manhattan. But now also like Brooklyn's getting, you know, has been getting more and more rich people living there, I guess. They've been trying to make like Brooklyn the next Manhattan, but then, you know, they've been hitting a couple of snags because, you know, you try to do any of the projects, of course you're gonna get some fucking problems over there. Like, okay, so the projects are kind of like a very dangerous area, certain places, and Brooklyn is, you know, known for that. So like, let's put it this way, that is where Biggie Smalls is from.
Who's he?
You know your music.
Is that a rap thing?
Notorious B.I.G. You don't, come on, don't act like you don't know Biggie.
I don't listen to rap, dude.
Oh my god, what the fuck do you listen to?
Just rock and roll or punk or classic Australian garage band.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, none of that. Not even Madonna.
Nah, I don't know.
Gonna give it. I'm doing the podcast.
You're a very social motherfucker. How old are you, Gil?
I picked a place that I was gonna be, you know, like in, this is my local bar. But I told you, like, if we start talking about like my roommates, we're gonna like shit on them. Both of them, but just one of them, because he's been giving a shit for the longest.
Well, what's his deal? Do you want me to come over there and talk to him? Why?
No, he hates me because I'm not paying rent as much as he should, you know, like, so let me put it this way. I applied for something for like, you know, like a rent program to help me out.
Yeah.
And I got qualified. So they gave me money. And next thing you know, I was barely paying anything. And he got mad.
Why didn't he care?
He was like, oh, why? Because I tried to, here's the worst part. Like, I should have kept this to myself, but I had to tell my roommates, and then I wanted to give them a little help. So I literally took off $100 from their monthly rent. $100 is $100, but still.
Yeah.
Like I'm, you know, like, and this, and then next thing you know, it's like, oh, Gil is getting away not paying. It's like, fuck you. Whatever I do, you know, whatever I do is like, it's none of your fucking business. Like, I'm paying full. Like, but next thing you know, this guy's like, oh, I can't pay my rent. And the other guy's like, hey, let's help him out. You know, just because I'm not paying a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, listen, like, I shouldn't be responsible. Like, he should be responsible. Like, why is he like, make, like, every fucking month is something with him. I got to the point that I started paying $300 a month for the last 3 months. And then our last month is in June. So during this month, he comes out and says, I might be moving in June. So that means he's not even paying for June, the month of June.
Yeah.
And now he's leaving us with like paying for that rent because he's not on the lease.
So there's three of you?
Yeah. But I have my own room has its own private entrance. So I don't have to like socialize with any of them.
Roommates doesn't sound fun.
No, it doesn't. I, you know, this is my first time, by the way. So I moved out. This is my first, like, I literally just moved out of my family's place. So like, but then I'll give you an explanation for that too in a bit. But anyways,
how old are you?
Like, I'm 35, man. I'm old.
And you just moved out of home?
Yeah.
Dude, you're old as shit. Well,
I am old. I'll explain that to you right now. I'm a very family oriented person. So our dad moved out around 20 when I was 25 or so.
Yeah.
I left too, but then I realized that I couldn't. Goddamn, it's so crazy. I realized that I had to be responsible one, and I hated that. So when I moved out by myself for a bit, I felt so guilty about it. So I had to move back in, and you know, this time around, I literally slept on the floor because my sister took over my room, and you know, she was growing up, she was becoming an adult person herself. So I literally like.
Gil?
But I did, and also my brother, he was like what, like 10 years old, and I was at 25. Like we're very different, we weren't born like during the same time like my sister was, me. So he was born like much, much later. And so I had to make sure, you know, he at least grew up with somebody around him supporting him, you know. So I made sure, you know, he.
So is he a man now?
Ended up in college. Yeah, he's a man now. He's fucking 18 now.
That's fine. You can do it.
Yeah, that's when I said I was leaving, because when he started college, I realized, oh shit, he's a man now. Like I gotta leave my room. Like this is the time for me to say get the fuck out, because like, you know, he's his own person, so that's what I did for him, you know.
Yeah, you got a strong accent, yeah, dude. You know? I can hear your accent really clearly. It's like very Mexican.
I hear it. Sometimes people can't hear it.
They can't hear it.
I've been told that I'm Puerto Rican, and they can't tell my accent sometimes.
It's all the same to me, but it's strong. But I am an expert on Mexico. I know that Speedy Gonzalez is the fastest mouse in all of Mexico. Is that correct?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. See, I know my shit.
What about what's his name? Mighty Mouse. You think he's faster than him?
Who the fuck's Mighty Mouse?
You don't know Mighty Mouse. He's like the little Superman.
You know, I'm not American, Gil. I'm not an American. We have different shit.
What the fuck do you watch over there? Seriously.
Well, fuck you, Gil. I find you very judgmental. Motherfucker.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Is it true that...
To be honest with you...
Yeah, go.
I was going to say, to be honest with you, when I went to India, I was watching TV, and like, it was so weird for me to see that, like, not everything is centralized on American media, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, some of it, like, was ripped off, like, you know, American Idol and other stuff like that, but, like, I just, like, I saw it, and I was like, wow, it's crazy how different, you know, culture is, you know, especially with media as well. So, I'm just joking with you, but...
It's good that you did that, because, you know, like, it amazes me constantly how... Not all, but many Americans think the world revolves around them, and it's very unhealthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you have to, like, you always have to open your eyes and, like, see that there's more things out there in this world. Like, it's, you know, like, so just now, like, I was just talking to my friend. She moved to Mexico for 3 months, but we had the dog. I don't know if you've seen the pictures that I posted up. It's a foster dog that I was taking care of.
Yeah.
And we was always trying to find a owner for, you know, whatever. And then we found someone, and then she felt regret. And, you know, she didn't realize, you know, how much she's going to fucking miss the dog. But, like, she felt like, you know, going out, you know, traveling would be the great thing. But then she realized, like, she's a very, like, a homebody person. You know, sometimes it's not for everybody to, like, realize.
What'd you go to India for? You know? India's a weird choice.
Oh, I went for a wedding. Most of my places that I travel were for weddings. So I went to India, Ibiza, Spain.
Yeah.
Germany. And what else? Where else did I go to? Okay, those for weddings. But besides that, I also traveled to Belgium.
You must really like weddings.
No, but this is after the weddings. I went to travel to different places. Like, I went to Paris. I hated Paris. I thought Paris was fucking bullshit. Because, like it's almost like Disneyland, like, where, like only a certain area is nice and clean. And then once you walk away from there, and, like, let's say I was walking to my hostel room.
Yeah.
It looked like shit. Like, there was, like dirty fucking mattresses everywhere. None of the fucking owners pick up after the dog. It's like, I even told people, like, the Bronx is much cleaner than Paris.
Yeah, right.
And people, you know, of course they get pissed off because they fucking, they love Paris, you know?
Yeah, but, yeah. I'm not interested in France at all. Fuck France.
But I heard the south of France is beautiful, so I want to check that out. You know.
You just see it on YouTube. Like, what do you want, what like, do you need to actually go there for?
To me, you know, I get shocked just to see something different in my life. Switzerland. I was like amazed. Like I went crazy because I was like, where the fuck am I? Like, I literally thought I was in like the fucking, you know, like when you see that scene in Harry Potter when they go through the train and next, you know, they end up in the fucking magic world. That's what I felt like when I went to Switzerland. Because nah. I had to take the train to my room, and then I ended up seeing like these big, beautiful fucking mountains and like a lake and everything. It's so blue. It was something else. I was like, wow, this is fucking crazy.
Gil, I haven't seen Harry Potter yet.
Oh my fuck! At least Harry Potter. Come on.
It's a children's show about ghosts and things. Like, oh, I don't want to watch some dumb children's show. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, but they made it like popular for like older kids. You know?
Yeah.
You know, we were kids. You know, we were kids when that came out too, right? How old are you? I forget.
I'm 51.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, we're. That's why. Because when I was like, what? Maybe 18, that was when the first Harry Potter started, I think. Probably, yeah. Yeah, that was a long time.
So 35, you should get a wife. Why haven't you got a wife?
I'm fucking dating here, right? Go fuck yourself. I've been trying.
With the apps, you know? There's women on the apps.
Oh, first of all, I'm not that good looking, all right? I'm not going to pretend that I'm fucking...
Are you the elephant man?
I'm not Javier Bardem, you know? Trust me.
Who?
The Spanish actor from No Country for Old Men. You should have at least seen that one.
Oh, yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a good-looking man. Like,
is he the killer?
I'm far from that. Yeah.
He looks creepy.
Oh, yeah, but if you've seen him in other movies, he's like, he's actually a good-looking man. I gotta lie.
So have you ever gone close? You even got engaged, had a serious girlfriend? Like, there's one that got away?
Yeah, of course. I've always had. It's just that it's always like, I've had relationships and just like, it kind of come and go. And then like, the thing was that like, you know, like the biggest problem was that I don't like bringing anybody over to my place when I used to live in my family.
Why?
Because I fucking hated it.
Why?
I hated people judging me. Oh, that's gonna be your new wife. Oh, this and that. Family, like when you're in family, like especially your mom just fucking asked me, oh, I hope you get kids with it. I was like, go fuck yourself, mom. I don't want to fucking hear about you. And you know, like it fucking pissed me off. Like, you know how much money I spent on fucking hotels? It's fucking crazy. I hated it.
Yeah, fuck them. Just do whatever.
Yeah. But after that, you know, whatever. Like, when I was younger, yeah, I did. But, you know, what I mean? Like, bring them over to fuck them. But that was, like, a long time ago. Now, you know, I just, like, you gotta understand. Like, once you take up a new, like, responsibility, like, making sure, your brother's doing fine. And then you gotta go to work. And then you gotta do this. And then pay off the fucking bills. And, like, I was already, like, in a fucking situation that, like was killing me like socially wise. So only time I went out was like maybe like on a Friday or a Saturday once in a while. Not much.
Yeah. It's harder living in the city. Yeah. There's everything's expensive.
I fucking hate it. Like, I love the area. I love everybody that I've met here. But I fucking hate how expensive it is. And some of it's not even that good food. Like, I have to go back to the Bronx to get some really good Spanish food. Here's
Well, all you Hispanic guys eat is beans. You love beans. Beans this, beans that. Fuck the beans.
Yeah,
why do you like beans?
You ever had pernil, which is roast pork? It's fucking delicious. When the way they make it, you go crazy for that. I'm telling you.
All right. Well, when I'm next in New York, you show me what to do.
Oh, of course I will. I think everybody, like, if you ever do come visit, I think everybody that's like, on Twitter that's like near in New York, like even like fucking Enmeat and Jim Sands, they would definitely come and visit you. I think you're probably a few selected people that we all like, to be honest with you, Brown Snake.
but I'm a jerk.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. I'm a fucking asshole myself.
Yeah, true. All right, let's get down to business.
Yeah, go ahead.
What podcasts are your favorite?
Only Kevin right now. I don't listen to anything else.
That's your only Patreon.
I do. Actually, you know, I signed on for Ray DeVito's, but that was only because Kevin was on one of the episodes. So I was like, ah, fuck it. You know how they usually like if Ray has Kevin on and then Kevin will put it on his Patreon.
Yeah.
He didn't do it this time around, so I was like, I'll pay for it. You know, it was like $5. But anyway, but at the same time, you know, also. Let's fucking support Ray DeVito too, you know? He doesn't want to fucking sell his fucking baseball cards.
But lately, you've been critical of MLC on Twitter. You even got called out for it by Kevin recently. And you've dropped your Patreon to $3. Are you drifting away from our community?
No. I calmed down from that. Because I was like, here's the thing. When Kevin gets mad, he tells everybody, go fuck yourself. People are getting it for free, you know. But he's been saying that for such a long time. Like, who else? There's, like, no free episodes. Only when he does them, like, once a blue moon. And then even after that, it's the only ones he's talking to after that are the ones that are paying. So who the fuck? Like, why is he? He made it his goal to get rid of the free people and then just make only the Patreon. And he's been doing it for the longest, so good for him. But now it's like, he's just keeps saying it, and I'm like, who the fuck is that who left? What, Joe McGuire? I haven't even seen that fucking guy in forever.
I look at the big picture, though, you know, it's great entertainment. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, it is. Know,
just look at the big picture.
Nah, I know. It's just, you know, it was like, I think it was because he was just like being such a such an emotional person because In Hot Water was fucking leaving, and then all of that precious audio was only there, and I'm like, I don't even go to camp. Do I need to pay for like 1 month to just hear him talk about it? You know?
You'll work it out.
Yeah. Let me put it this way, and this is a statement for Kevin Brennan, if he fucking hears this or not. If you tell the Patreons that you will do every Thursdays with Anthony Cumia, you will definitely get people to sign up for Compound as well. Especially the people that like we don't want to sign up. Because we just want consistent, you know, content.
Do you pay for Compound Media?
I did back then when there was a what do you call it, burning bridges.
Yeah, me too. I joined because of Kevin and I left because of Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, like just, you know, just tell the people. You know, there's no reason to, like, say, oh, fuck everybody. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You're just being dramatic. You know? And then just tell people, hey, I'm not going to fucking do 1 week because I'm going to be here. Just say it. Don't blame the fucking people that are paying you.
What's your Aaron Berg theory? Why did Aaron Berg leave?
Oh, I don't care. Like, I don't care about the whole drama with them. I just, like, the guy wants to leave. But then, like here's the thing, like I said, like about Compound Media, like, they're so emotional. It's like, let the guy be. Seriously. He's just, you know, he wants to do something else. Let him go.
They love the show. They love the In Hot Water.
Yeah, let them. But at the same time, it's like, if he wants to leave, he wants to leave. Like, you know how many people, like, Kevin, when Kevin brings up Lenny, they're like, who the fuck is Lenny? He gotta listen to the earlier episodes to figure out who the fuck Lenny Marcus is. You know?
Okay, well, who is your favorite MLC co-host of all time?
Oh, Liz, of course.
Liz?
Yeah.
Liz Furiati.
Yeah. Because she could take it back to Kevin.
And yeah, plus, she was pretty cool.
Yeah, as much as like I love Carrie, that voice sometimes. Oh fuck.
Yeah, no, it's rough.
You know, and it was rough sometimes. But I love Patty.
I like the Lenny Liz years because they had the mainstream comedy seller comedians going through, and I found that really good era for me.
Oh yeah, and you know, he and And you can still get that, you know, group as well. Like, there's no reason not to say that he doesn't still get them. It's just that how, I don't know, I think Kevin perceives himself as persona non grata now. So he thinks that nobody wants to be around him.
I just think he's lazy, and it's easier to do the whack pack than make the effort to contact people.
Yeah, and I think every time he always, like, changes his, like, outlook, he still becomes just as popular. So, you know, so, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, even when he had, you know, the Brian McCarthy years, if he stayed here a little longer, I would have told him, I don't like that you were on Brian McCarthy. You know, I would have told him that because, yeah, I only listened to the episode once. And then after that, I would look for a recent episode with another, with Kevin and not Brian in it, you know?
Yeah, like, I got sick of Brian.
I listened to those forever.
Brian, one day a week was plenty, and that was good. But I too much Brian.
You know what? I think I could have handled one day Brian a week. Yeah, I think I could have handled that. Yeah, but you know, it was just like Jesus Christ. And then you know, of course, when he started getting like ultra big because he thought he was the main guy for the day.
Yeah, he was a little diva.
That kind of got me annoyed. You know? Yeah, I was like,
yeah, me too.
It's like get the fuck out of here. You know?
What's your Chad take? Were you a fan of Chad?
I was all right. But I could always tell when he was lying. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm good at, like, you know, seeing it, but every time when he would talk about certain things, I was like, I guess you could say like my hand to it, and I'd be like, I don't trust what he's saying now, and I'm not gonna donate to him. So you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, something about him kind of like, he could be a nice guy if he wants to be, but like, I just think probably like the drinking and just being who he was in the end was, you know, bad chemistry for himself. You know, I think he should just learn how to like go to rehab and just get a change of outlook. Because you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, like he's just going down. If he keeps doing what he's doing, he's gonna go down a spiral that's just not gonna. He's not gonna come back from it. You know.
But everyone in America is an alcoholic or on drugs. You're all on drugs.
Yeah, we're all on drugs. But, you know, we know how to fucking... Most of us know how to fucking calm down. You know? We don't fucking take it too seriously.
I don't know. Oh,
give me 1 minute. Can I get one regular? My regular? Thank you. My bartender asked him for my regular. He said, about fucking time. Yeah, but besides that, you know, I don't get to the point where like I hate everybody and they hate Kevin. Like I, you know, sometimes it's like, all right, you know, like just not even think about that person anymore. But like I was telling some people, it's like, yeah, Kevin should have tried to like do a podcast with Chad for a while because I don't trust him as well, like being like, you know. Normal.
But he can't do anything to Kevin. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. I get a little creeped out with some people like that.
This is why you can't sleep, Gil. You're not relaxed enough.
No, I'm not. Yeah, you're right. I'm paranoid, too.
And you look at, like, poor old Flat Cat worrying about a note she passed at age 12. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, then she's wearing Al-Qaeda and still gonna fucking strike 9/11, like, it's like 9/11 again.
Yeah. I go to bed and I fall asleep in 5 minutes, no problem.
Yeah. No, like, you know, I'm just talking about, like, the stuff that we all, you know, like, in our community, you know, we all talk about Kevin, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But I don't care. If someone hates him, I don't care. That's their choice. What difference does it make?
Right. Yeah, yeah, of course. I you want to laugh? I was so drunk one time. I was in Brooklyn, and I think it was a comedian's birthday. And Michael Che was there. But you know who else was there? What's his fucking name? Something Red. The one that...
Chris Red?
Yeah,
the
tea guy. He was there, and I literally was almost going to be like, yo, you smacked the tea out of Kevin.
I was almost there.
I was no, and the thing, like I maybe I had too much loyalty to Kevin that I it would have came out the wrong way, and I would have scared the shit out of him, but I wouldn't even want to do that. Because here's the thing, like if Chris would have seen me at the Comedy Cellar, he definitely would have told Liz to kick me out.
Yeah.
Because I know he goes there a lot. So and I like the Cellar, so you know, like.
How often do you go to the Comedy Cellar, Gil?
It's been a while, but when I left, the last time I went was during my birthday, and that was like a year ago when COVID came out. Thank you. And the best part, I got COVID. I ended up in that was when I went to see Kevin too. When I was like, I want to see Kevin for my birthday,
and he nearly killed you.
I ended up with COVID. Yeah, fucking Kevin almost killed me. And what an asshole. and what do you call it? I ended up in bed for like 2 weeks. I also had pneumonia. So when I got up, I didn't know I had pneumonia until like a week later when I went to the hospital and they told me, yeah, you got pneumonia. And next thing you know, I found out like 3 days in after they let me go, they're like, yeah, they didn't give you any pills. What do you mean? It's like, you know. If you have pneumonia, they're supposed to give you like some antibodies to like help you like, you know, heal faster. It's like, oh, I didn't know that. I went back and they told me, oh yeah, we should have given it to you. It's like, oh, you motherfuckers. I'm, you know, like you could have made my fucking my process easier if you would have given it to me right there, you know.
Well, all I can think is that I don't think the vaccine worked for you, Gil.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten sick that badly forever. So I'm good. I did have a real bad cough, but that wasn't even, I didn't even have COVID. It was just a real bad cough. But that's about it, really. I've been okay.
But you're a big fat guy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, big guy. I just started going to the gym again. I gotta change my fucking lifestyle.
Yeah. Because, see, you'll die.
Oh, yeah, of course. My fucking... Yeah, don't make me fucking feel worse that I do already, but yeah. Yeah, fucking people are dying left and right that are fat right now.
What about the diabetes?
I think I have, like, mild symptoms. I don't have it that bad.
Get your shit together.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I started working out again.
All right, well, I'll keep you on that. I'm going to nag you. Hey, did you ever go on that date from the MLC Live? The date with Mananana?
Yeah, I did.
Well, how was the date?
We went to a Thai restaurant. It was fun.
Does she talk funny?
She talks, you know. Oh, yeah, of course. She has some deep
voice. Is she pretty?
Oh, yeah. When she's dolled up, yeah, she's pretty.
You should have married her.
yeah, I should have.
That'd be funny.
Let me put it this way. You could definitely tell she was pitching for the other team.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, you let it be.
Is there anyone on Twitter you find very annoying and you just can't handle?
Not really.
Do you block people?
I find me annoying. No, I don't block people.
No, me neither. I don't block anyone ever. Full stop.
Yeah, that's why I made a big deal when Rick Astorius made his Twitter, I guess, like, sensitive. Or like, I don't know what they
private?
Call it. Like, not private, but like, what is that word? Protected tweets.
Yeah.
So, like, I was like, I see, you say you don't block people, but you put the protected tweets? That's a coward move, Rick.
Yeah, I think it's coward. And I think it's manly that you have your own name in your handle. I respect that. I used to do that, but I got banned, so I had to give up on my real name.
But also, you got to be careful, too. Because, you know, like, I realized it later on in my life that, yeah, I shouldn't even be putting it out there. Like, to be honest with you, let me just say this out there for everybody. As much as I hate the ideas of compound media, I love everybody here. I don't care. I don't, I, you know, like, yeah, I come out as a different person, but I don't fucking report you. I don't do nothing to you. I let you be as who you are.
Yeah, I agree. That was why, like, I'm a huge, the way to do it.
I'm a huge Opie and Anthony fan, and like, I liked those ideas where they were like, yeah, you can say whatever you want. Shit's gonna happen to you, but we're gonna support you. And that's how Opie and Anthony were always like, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that mindset seems to be changing though a lot. People are more sensitive, and even people who are pro free speech can be pretty sensitive about what you say. So they got to check themselves.
Yeah, true. I think that's because nobody protects both ways anymore. I don't think there's a voice right now that says let's protect everybody's opinion. And
maybe Elon Musk.
That's harsh reality. Maybe Elon Musk. Yeah, he probably is the first one, but I don't know. I've not seen him taking it on like that, but I don't know. Who knows yet?
What's your Rickosaurus theory? Where did he go? You're a Mexican guy.
Maybe he got COVID?
And died?
God forbid.
He'd be off for a week if he got COVID. Where'd he go?
True, you're right. I don't know. Or maybe he finally got caught. Maybe, something that he said in his tweets before. His wife didn't like and just told him to get the fuck off it.
Yeah, maybe. That's possible. I don't know, but we'll have to find out.
What do you think? What do you think? Everybody's gonna like whatever you do, being a scumbag all the time? No, there's limits. There's limits for you what you do.
No, yeah, he was pushing the limits.
Yeah. Like, what do you think? His wife is gonna take that all the time? I mean, maybe she supported it to a point, but at the same time, it's like yeah, you gotta stop.
Yeah, you know? Maybe. But she seemed to be into it. She was a freak.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, definitely, yeah.
So,
by the way, I listened to the Max G interview.
Yeah.
Just so I could get some tips on how to be how to dress better and smell better too.
Well, that'll help you get pussy.
You gotta get him back on so you can give more tips.
All right. Well,
he was good. He was definitely good.
You DM me a list of your questions and I'll have him on for a follow up.
Okay. Will do.
Now you before we go, with your MLC, you're like a really old school MLC guy. When did you start listening? From the very get go or a few episodes in?
No, once I heard Kevin's appearance on Jim and Sam.
So how many, like what episode of MLC was that, do you reckon?
No, the first episode. Once I found out that Bobby Kelly got him.
Very first episode.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I've been listening to that long.
I only started around episode 13. So I'm a bit of a rookie.
Oh, you're not that.
I was the $2.22 guy.
Oh, you!
I just loved how
hilarious.
Yeah, I just loved annoying him because it just annoyed him so much.
No, but the best part was I do remember your other friend too. What was his name again?
Who?
Fake Neil Brennan, or what was it?
Yeah. I'm still friends with him.
Yeah, I remember when he was on, like, when he would get a shout out, or like, he was on Twitter a lot. Yeah, I remember, like, I enjoyed everybody who was, like, literally the beginning, like fans of that. You know, because, like, there was them, and there was, the older guy who got back surgery. I met him a couple of times. Great guy, too.
Yeah.
And then I always like Big Tit Little Tit, but I don't know what the fuck happened to him.
I was gonna ask you that. What happened to Big Tit Little Tit? You should know this shit. You're in America.
I've talked to Phil Oakley a couple of times. He's been doing fine, but he's been listening to Corolla, I think, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, Phil Oakley. I talked to him a couple of times, and then he said, I just started listening to Corolla, and I was like, all right, cool. Do you? And then he started doing his little cab podcast, but I don't even know. Like, I never even checked to see if he kept doing it or not.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Who else did I? I know I met a couple of people during the time.
That's great. You're lucky. You're lucky you live in New York to be able to do this. I don't see anyone.
Oh, of course. Well, of course. Like I've met like the comics that I've done, Misery Love Company. Like but at the same time, also to be honest, I used to go to a restaurant / comedy bar, and in the last city called the Creek in the Cave.
Yeah.
So a bunch of the comics that I've met have been going there, and I used to like drink a lot over there, like margaritas, like crazy. And I've met a lot of people during that time. I was even there for the first two Skank Fest.
Oh, right. So, do you like the Legion of Skanks?
They're okay. Not a cup of tea. I don't think they're bad. It is what it is, you know? Like, you like it, and you just, you know? Like, same thing with Bonfire. Bonfire was funny at times, and just, I never had the focus to, like, keep listening to them.
No, I don't like podcasts where a lot of people talk.
Yeah, that's another thing, right? Yeah.
It's like too confusing, or the Party Guy podcast, it's a bit douchey for me, can't handle it.
Everybody Laughs podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Stavros laughing at every joke. Always annoyed me. So he has like a distinct laughter.
Yeah.
But I met him and he's a nice guy. So I don't have the heart to like shit talk to everybody, because once I meet them, like I'm like, he wasn't that bad of a guy. Like fucking, you know, like I've been talking shit about Brian McCarthy, and he just saw me today. I was like, he's not that bad of a guy.
Yeah, I don't hate Brian at all. I mean, he's just a bit annoying.
You get pulled in because of Kevin's anger. That's the problem.
That's good. I like people that provoke Kevin's anger.
Yeah. Like I come off as like you said, like, oh, I'm a social person. Like, yeah, but I'm also a piece of shit too. I love being hateful. I love that shit.
I know. I like people hating me.
No, you know my favorite. I was gonna tell you my favorite thing about you. When you get mad or you like you hate something, you're like, your fucking accent makes me laugh every time you say either sucks or it's
fuck them all.
It fucking makes me it makes me fucking laugh, you know.
All right, before we go, we got to wrap it up. But if you had to, if you could speak to Kevin and request guests, like, who do you want to see more of on MLC?
Probably make up with Attell.
Yeah, Attell's great. You're right. All right, Attell, anyone else?
Here's the thing. You could get every guest. He's just being fucking lazy. So just basically not even say any guest, just say, just get the guest that you know you like. Because, like, to be honest with you, some people that I've heard that I've never heard of, you know, like on the podcast, like they're great. Clayton Fletcher, I think I think he's the poker guy. He was great. Always great hearing him.
Well, who do you want to see less of? Who would you want to see less of that's a recurring guest?
I hate saying it. Gino? I just don't like the rant. I don't like him.
I like Gino's rants. I think they're funny.
And to be fair, let me just say this much. I went to Gino's roast.
Yeah.
I saw Jim Sanso. We hugged it out. And I said hi to everybody, and then like I was leaving, and then I brought a friend of mine, and he loved Gino. At the last time, you know, he did. He loved Gino. I was like, you know, and I was gonna be like, he's not that great. And he was like, no, I love Gino. I was like, okay, great. You know. Like it wasn't my cup of tea, but it is what it is. I'm not saying that I hate him. I just say that it's not my cup of tea. I think
I love a good rant. I love the passion, the passion and the craziness. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and let me just say, he is a nice guy. He's, you know, so like regardless of whatever, you know, how he's being to Aaron right now, like, yeah, to be honest with you, I if I could tell him one thing, is like, just let it go. Just do your show and just be happy doing it. And just don't worry about it.
So what you're saying is, fuck it. Aaron Burke.
I'm saying fuck Aaron Burke.
I just heard you say fuck Aaron Burke. No, I said
let it go. Let it go is different than fuck Aaron Burke.
Gil, you're a troublemaker. You're a fucking troublemaker.
I know you are.
All right, well, thanks for doing the show, Gil. I appreciate it.
Of course.
You've been great. I'm a big fan. I'm a big Gil Bravo fan.
I don't know who I'm going to shout out. Thank you, thank you.
And DM me your Max G questions.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, thanks, mate. I'll talk to you later.
We're on these
podcasts. Bye-bye.
From two comedians.
Yeah, my mom has a fucking podcast.